Blackstone presents Not Even Wrong, A Father's Journey into the Lost History of Autism by Paul Collins. This book is read by Tim Getman. For Morgan. Part 1. The Wild Boy. Chapter 1. A collapsible steamer basket, open to its full circumference, resembles a giant perforated metal flower, like something the Iron Giant might wear in his lapel. I never gave it any thought before becoming a parent. But a child forces you to retrace the steps of things that you've forgotten you ever learned, like how to turn a doorknob, how to wash your hands, or how to stare so intently at a kitchen implement that it becomes a completely abstract object. Daya dikido, Morgan reports, and clatters it aside before racing off to the other end of the house. I look at Jennifer. She looks at me. We shrug. He's 2 going on 3, and he has his own language. Most days, Jennifer has the overnight and the early morning Morgan shift. I have the morning and the evening. The afternoons, we usually have off. I clomp upstairs to muse over bound Victorian volumes of Notes and Queries, peruse the London papers online, rearrange my pens, examine my shoelaces. Sometimes, unbelievably, I write. Jennifer goes into a bedroom scattered over with crossword puzzles, slathered paint palettes and crunched-out tubes of Winsor & Newton acrylic, and emerges with a spiral-bound notebook, headed for her favorite writing table at the local bagel shop. During these afternoons, the closest thing we have to a workday, our son is with Mark, an old friend of ours who has basically become his nanny. But today, Morgan's spending the afternoon with us instead. We follow Morgan to our bedroom where he is paging through a weighty Merck manual that he's pulled off our bookshelf. He is on cardiovascular disorders in the early part of the book. He grabs my finger like a pointer, jabbing it at words. A doctor may suspect endocarditis. He jams my finger harder into the word, demanding explanation. Morgan, that's a hard word. He pushes my finger away, done with me, and returns to turning pages. He hasn't made it past lymphatic disorders in the manual, which is probably just as well, because the later bits on occupational lung diseases really aren't good reading for children. Hey, Morgan, Jennifer says. Hey, Morgan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?